Coming up, you're going to visit the Strategic Air Command Museum and the Simmons Conservation Park and Wildlife Safari, which is news to me that it's there.
Yeah, I've driven by it a lot of times, especially on my trips to Lincoln. I've always seen the Strategic Air Command. I don't know if it's a jet or what. It's some sort of flying contraption that looks impressive.
Flying contraption.
Yes. So I'm hoping to learn what that is when we go on that trip. Uh-huh. It's these lifelong learning.
We're going to have to follow up on this conversation after
I didn't
the trip.
Google this because I want to learn while I'm there. But yeah, so that's there. And then also the safari, which I think is going to be really great. I think it's operated by the Henry Dorley Zoo. So you know that it's got some great quality and cool animals. And you get to stay on the bus and have a tour guide come on with you and talk to you about the animals.
Oh, really? So you drive through it.
Mm-hmm.
You see bison, elk, deer, pelican, cranes, wolves, coyote, bears, eagles. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
What more could you want? And that's going to happen pretty soon, Thursday, October 26th.
Yeah, it's coming so quickly. Who knew October was just around the corner?
Cooking with Chef Paul.
Cooking with Chef Paul.
Chef Paul's back in town.
Yeah, he's going to offer us a class on cooking with light fare and then also a chocolate class, which I think will be pretty amazing and delicious.
I'll teach you how to get a shine on your chocolate.
Which is hard.
Very, very difficult.
Yeah, but what I think is super cool about that class is that it's going to take place in our culinary demonstration kitchen here.
Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous. Going with that, world cuisines and cultures.
Ooh, that's a popular class. We're going to, for the first time, be doing a state. Usually it's countries. So we are doing Poland, but then there's also California. So California is kind of known for their fresh fare. So it should be pretty fun and delicious. And then, of course, people get to sit through a presentation by moi. That's me, of course, about the country and the state itself and kind of learn about the world around us. So it's pretty cool.
And Poland.
Yeah, Poland. Polish food.
Movie series, Con Men, Cowboys, Romance and Fun.
Romance and fun.
Both things.
Yes, all the things.
Because not all fun is romance.
Not all fun
Although,
is romance.
All romance,
not all
is,
romance
fun.
Is fun.
Oh,
I don't
come
know
on.
About that.
I
think it depends on who you ask, Mark.
It looks like the particular romance featured in this film series is that between Robert Redford and Paul Newman. Because it's The Sting.
The friendship, yeah.
The Sting and Butch Cassidy.
Yeah, I think there is all the fun and the romance in the movie.
They
were
good together.
Yeah.
So the first one is October 3rd, The Sting. The second is October 17th.
Yeah, at the Cargill. So it's a very comfortable space to watch movies in. And it's just a fun time. And it's absolutely free.
And then you have a couple other beloved, I don't know what to call them, teachers.
Instructors.
Jack and Mike Langley together.
Oh, yeah. They're performers.
Performers. Fall
yes.
concerts.
Absolutely.
Songs you need to hear.
Yes, they get together and there's a magic, I think, that happens with Jack and Mike. You know, they're a great father-son duo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we'll follow that up with Ghost Songs with Mike. Actually, on Halloween, that concert, I believe, which will be spooky.
What else should we talk about? The Taekwondo class? Self-defense.
Taekwondo, yeah, Taekwondo for seniors, which is, I think, pretty cool. The great part about our instructor for that class is he's actually... and I'm going to get his age wrong, but I think he's like 69 or 70. And he's a 8th degree black belt, if I think I'm correct on that. And he's just recently like gotten that. So like it can be done at any age. And I think that's kind of what the passion that he brings to this table is that, you know, you can come at any age and keep getting healthier.
If you join another class, you could crochet your own belt. Which I believe the traditional Taekwondo belt is crocheted.
Right. I think that if you...
Going back to the origins of Taekwondo.
Yes, don't quote me on that, but yeah, I think you're correct. Yeah, take that Taekwondo class and then follow it up with a beginning to crochet class. Mm-hmm. You will be set. I mean, well-rounded also.
Very well-rounded.
Yeah. Each, I bet, offer different kinds of expression and exertion.
You'll be prepared for any situation.
Absolutely.
So you can get these catalogs on the campus?
Yeah, absolutely. You could come up to WIT and you could come see me. I'm very approachable. or you can call me. So you could call me at 712-274-8733, extension 1864, and I can send you a catalog via mail. Or our website has a great digital copy that is really easy to click through, has a wonderful table of contents. So, and that's at witcc.edu/lifelong_learning.
Fabulous. Well, thanks again for joining us, Mara.
Thanks, Mark Munger. You're the best around.